Hello, hello. I'm Dr. Sue Morter. Welcome to The Short Answer. We are here at Morter Institute for Bioenergetics and Healing, and I've been having the great pleasure of working with some people that are here for the Focus Care program this week and having just some really deep, rich, wonderful conversations. So it kind of sparked an idea in my mind on my way walking in to sit here and chat with you about some things that we want to dive into in our short answer today. Before I get into that, I want to remember to tell you that we are going to be in Austin, Texas in September, which is a new thing on our calendar. And it's at Unity Church of the Hills in Austin, September 30th. So that's new. It might not be on print in the materials that you might have in front of you from events that you've been to recently. But we're going to be there. So we're doing a workshop in the evening and services and a workshop afterward and Sunday, that whole thing. We're also doing, just a second, we're also doing something similar in Arizona, in Phoenix, at the Unity Church of Mesa in Arizona in October. That's near my birthday, so show up with a birthday gift and it'll be a fantastic experience for everyone. In addition to that, I'll also, in between those two dates, be at Omega in mid-October. If you've never been to Omega's campus in Rhinebeck, New York, it's beautiful. It's like summer camp for consciousness. It's really totally beautiful in the mountains, and you get to stay in these little cabins and everything. So I'm going to be speaking at the Energy Psychology Conference, and so I'm very excited about those things. And, of course, those of you that are in the coursework are going to be headed this way very soon, which I'm very excited about, for our level 3 of the Energy Codes coursework. So we are preparing the home. You know, we have this joke that it takes a village to live my life, and the people who make that happen we affectionately call the village people. And so the village people are readying this space for you to create some sacred space that we can dive in and have some deep, rich, wonderful work together. So know that's just around the corner in September. You know your dates. There are a couple of different weekends. As the first one sold out, we rolled it into a second weekend. So my greatest joy in the world is to deliver on that deep level. So I'm looking forward to sharing all of that with you. So we are here. We are seated for a few moments called the short answer. After the short answer, we will have the elongated masterclass course for those of you that are gold members. And if you're not a gold member, there is a button below the screen that you're looking at that would allow you to sign up for that in the time frame that we have, a little commercial break between this and when we roll into that. So if you want to join us, be thinking about that. So here's the deal. I want to talk about collapsing time, you know, like you do. You just sit around and chat about collapsing time. In my world, these things are constantly going through my mind about how do we work with what science is showing us, what our guts, what our deep internal self has been telling us all along. How can we bring consciousness to the way life has been rolling out for us throughout the years, throughout the decades, etc. How do we put that together, bring some consciousness to it, land it, anchor it, have it work in our favor so that we can get on with mastering this life experience? You know, well, I have to say that some of the things that have occurred in my life since this big opening that happened in the year 2000 have happened because of me constantly being aware of what is going on internally on the inside of my body while I'm experiencing all these things in the outer world. And I want you to stop and think for a moment about the idea that time heals all. You know, we've all been exposed to this idea that time heals all, that if you just wait enough time and you know, this will fall into place, it'll all make sense and things will roll. And I happen to be on an interview today with a group of all kinds of practitioners, medical doctors, psychologists, naturopaths, chiropractors. There were a tremendous number of physicians and other practitioners on this summit. And one of the things that we were discussing was this idea that there's a new piece of information amongst us in those that are studying personal development or working with quantum science and concepts and the laws of attraction and that we create our own reality, et cetera. And we bump up against this thing that is a real duplicitous issue for people. And part of that issue is that we are hearing that we create our reality, and therefore we can heal ourselves, and therefore we have to get about doing that. And many people are in circumstances where they're bumping up against learning these concepts and becoming excited about them, and then not having it roll out for them in their lives personally. And so then another voice starts kicking in saying, well, what's wrong with me? Why can't I make these things happen if everybody's talking about this, and if this is something that's supposed to be possible for all of us, why isn't it working here? And I want to say that there is a real significant point that has to be grasped in order for us to feel good about what is happening and what isn't happening. And that is that there is a series of neurocircuits that get built when we have a line of experiences in our lives. And if we go through these experiences in our lives and we learn through the hard knocks and the tough luck and the difficult and the challenging pieces, if we learn from those and we experience enough of those, we learn enough to realize that we have to surrender, we have to let go of the things that we thought were real, we have to allow our identity to be rocked and rattled and shaken and dropped into a deeper core version of ourselves than we knew existed just a moment ago or a year ago or any time in the past. And we have to allow the mind to begin to trust this mystery, this mysterious unseen version of life itself. And until we can do that, it requires a lot of these sequences of events that teach us what we're here to learn. So the invitation, of course, with the Energy Codes coursework is to always drop inside, walk with one eye on the inside, in fact, constantly and continuously, and start to pay attention to what you're feeling when you go through one of these scenarios, so that you don't have to go through 10 of them, you go through one of them. And you learn to build the neurocircuitry that allowed you to get to okay in the face of this one. Because once you have the neurocircuitry down, you don't have to keep repeating that 10 more times over another couple of decades in order to infuse or ingrain or finally etch it in to your awareness. And so then what happens is you're actually collapsing time. In other words, if it's going to take a certain number of external issues to etch a message inside you internally, if we could decrease the number of external issues that it's going to take for you to get that message, then we would be collapsing the amount of time that we think it takes to evolve in this life. And consequently, what will end up happening because of that is we will be able to masterfully, that sounds like the biggest flea on the dog, the master flea, okay? We will be able to masterfully shift how energy runs through our core. When we shift how energy runs through our core, we start manifesting from a different place. We start allowing this divine force, this divine power that's moving through us to literally roll out and infuse itself in our life choices, in our body chemistry, in our body's ability to sit back into a healing zone, into a healing mode, because it's not always plugged into this fight or flight, high performance, go get it, go do it, get the job done, etc. So if we want to collapse time, we have to build the circuitry faster, okay? If we can build the circuitry faster, we don't have to go through the same type of scenario 10 times. We can go through the scenario one time. So how do we do that? Constantly always be looking to the inside of the body. We can't just ultimately look to the inside of the body. We have to come inside the body. So something you've heard me say a bunch of times before, but if you're new joining us, and I know there are several new people plugging in this time around because of some of the conferences that I've been to recently, you have to squeeze the heart. You know, it's one of the practices that we're doing on a regular basis. You squeeze the heart from the inside as if you're giving it a hug. And then you also work with contracting the musculature at the tip of the spine, which is that Mula Bandha, that root lock practice of just squeezing the muscles at the base of the pelvic bowl that I talk about often. And another thing that is important, of course, is to squeeze the throat so that you can hear and, more importantly, feel your breath moving through the core of your body. Then your whole idea is to go into the place where all this squeezing is going on and sit down and let it feel good. Because if you can let it feel good, then I know you're in there. I know that the mind is paying attention to the feeling body, and that's bringing you closer out of your mental field and into the feeling tone, which gets us closer and closer into that essential self that we're working with and ultimately working as. So if we want to collapse time, the amount of time that it takes to learn something, to awaken something, to realize what it is that I'm doing here and what it is that I'm trying to get in touch with to reveal, if we don't want that to take the rest of our lives, then we have to get busy getting in the body. We're so oriented at operating from the mind that when we try to manifest something, we try to manifest from the mind field. But that's not how we manifest miracles, because miracles exist beyond logic, and the mind has a really hard time operating beyond logic. It likes linear, organized thought processes to carry itself across the surface of the planet. That's how it operates. It likes that organized structure orientation. And the miraculous happens quantumly. It comes out of the corner of your eye. It's something that you notice happening. It's something that surprises you. It's something unexpected and unanticipated. So in order for us to start to work with the miraculous and to manifest and to heal, ultimately is where the conversation started, in order for us to heal, now that we know that we have the capacity to do this, why am I not? I have the ability to do this. Why isn't it happening with me? The reason it isn't happening, if it isn't happening, is because the mind is not dropping completely into your wholeness yet. So invite it. So pull it in. Squeeze in the core of your body so that you're not out here trying to push it in there, but you're in there welcoming it. There's a difference. It's a subtle distinction that will make a difference in your entire life experience. You will not only collapse time, you will start to heal. So healing happens when mind and body and breath come back together again, when they land, when they integrate, when they reunite, when they marry, when they meld and infuse together again, you are in your wholeness. And when you are in your wholeness, the energy runs through your body in its wholeness and in its full expression. And when that happens, healing happens as a byproduct in the tissues of your being, because your vibrational frequency comes from fragmented and segmented into whole and pure and real and infusing. And that is the basic foundation underneath every cell of your body and every smidgen of your existence. That's the truth of who we are. When we land here, we splat. When we splat, we disperse. And when we disperse, we get about trying to feel whole because we feel the fragmentation and the segmentation of our dispersal. We build a false self in that dispersed disposition, a false identity. It is who we think we are, and it isn't who we actually are. And to try to manifest healing from that place is impossible. You cannot make it happen with your mind, but you can learn to focus your mind succinctly enough in the core essential self of your being, deep in the crevices of your body physically, bringing your attention there, squeezing those tissues, letting the mind find something to orient itself on so that it can facilitate the essential self and its expression in your life. The only thing the mind can do is magnify whatever it lands on. If it's landing on your diagnosis and your concern, if it's landing on the impossibilities and the obstacles, and if it's constantly running through it all the reasons that things don't work and all the validations of insufficiency that are all illusions in the first place, if it's constantly doing that, that's what it's magnifying. So let's just slow that down and let it come into contact with this beautiful essential self. Slow the mind down so that they're working together. When that happens, the mind folds in to this inner sanctum of your being where healing happens. So the laws of attraction are true, and there's more to the picture. Do not allow the law of attraction to infuse into your idea subconsciously that you are lacking something that you need to attract into your life in order for you to be fulfilled. What has to happen instead is you have to realize that healing comes down and through you. It comes out of you. It comes up and out of you. Wholeness reveals from you. It doesn't come to you. So we have to get about the practices that teach us how to do that. That's what I do in the Energy Codes. That's what I love to share with you when we sit down in those intimate settings where we can work one-on-one and I get to make sure that people are getting this concept. So if you're not in the coursework, think about being in the coursework just to allow yourselves that kind of information to be infused, to activate and to remind you the truth of who you are. Collapsing time comes as a byproduct of that. Healing comes as a byproduct of that. Don't make it be another couple of decades that it takes by default in this life to teach us what we need to know in order to heal ourselves. It isn't supposed to take the entire lifetime to learn how to have an enjoyable lifetime, right? We're intended to have that now and to play and to enjoy and to share and to express and to be in a grand adventure together. So it is my hope that we get to play collapsing time together at some point in our lives this time around. So as we drop in, when you are activated in a situation, ask yourself, where in my body am I activated? Take a hold of that, squeeze it, breathe some love through it, and come to the coursework and learn the rest of what to do there. But it is, it's an amazing journey that gets to happen for you too, not just for the few. It is for everyone. We're built for this. So let's collapse time. Pay attention to what's happening inside. Where do I need to land my mind inside my system because of this situation or because of this situation or because of this situation? Therefore, these situations are actually working in my favor. They're teaching me how to build the circuitry between my mind, my body, and my soulful self as the breath inside. So I squeeze it and I start to breathe some love through it, up and down through this central channel. And the next thing you know, I'm looking at the circumstances of my life differently. And as I do, I stop pulling myself into defense physiology. And as I do that, I heal. It's automatic. It's a domino reaction and it's in your favor. Everything that is happening in your life is an attempt to show you how to collapse time. So let's get about it. I'll see you in 10 minutes. I have a lot on fire this evening. I look forward to sharing with you in the masterclass straight up at 8 o'clock Eastern time in just a few moments. So we'll see you then. Blessings to you. Stay.